This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, for those of you just waking up or just driving around, we're normally on 11 to 1. Today, we started early, 9 o'clock up until 11:30 today. So we've covered a lot of ground, but we have more to do at 412-928-9370. That's also the number of the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Our show brought to you by the good people of PNC Bank. PNC, make today the day, and we're driven in style always by number one Cochrane. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochrane.com. You can buy a car, you can sell a car to Cochrane.com. Before I get back to the phone lines, coming up at 11:30, it's the Pitt pregame show. Tip-off today with Florida State is at noon. But I wanted to go back to the ACC preseason poll. This is done by coaches, and this is how little respect Pitt was given. Out of 15 teams, they were picked 14th. That's it. Coming off what, last year was a bad year. The year before that was worse. North Carolina was preseason number one. Duke, number two. Virginia, number three. All right, so on and so forth. But Pitt was 14th behind Boston College, behind everyone else there, pretty much, with the exception of Georgia Tech. And so now I want to go to the current standings. And if Pitt wins today with a loss by Virginia and Clemson, Pitt will be number one in the ACC. So they got very little votes from the coaches, but boy, have they pretty much taken advantage of what has been a down year in the ACC. So Pitt would end up first. If they win today and get some help, then Virginia, Clemson, Miami, North Carolina State, Duke, and North Carolina are in 8th and 9th, respectively. They were picked to go 1-2. Again, blue blood, reputation, I get it. But the bottom line is you got to play the games. 412-928-9370. We go back to the phone lines and Robin Lawrenceville, who joins us right now on the fan hotline. What's up, Rob? How are you?
Good morning, Bob. First time caller.
Appreciate that. Thank you. I wish I had something to give you, but, I'll give you strokes on the golf course if we ever play. How about that?
It's okay, Bob. I love the show. I listen to it every Saturday.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
The reason I'm calling is that I see they announced the NFL's recipients for the new Hall of Fame this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was wondering, any chance for the NFL's Veterans Committee to finally let LC Greenwood get in the Hall of Fame?
I hope one day that happens because he richly deserved it. And the sad part about that is that if it ever does happen, he won't be around to obviously enjoy it. And I worry about that with a lot of guys, actually, Rob, because there are guys out there who deserve to be in it and will never get that opportunity to view it firsthand because they have to wait. And, they only have so many this year. I made a case about Devin Hester this year. He's not in that group. He should have been. He was not voted in. Hines Ward's not going to make it anytime soon, it looks like, even though I think he deserves it. But there's so many of those guys from that era that never got an opportunity to be in it. And I would agree with you, but yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
One last question, Bob.
Go ahead.
Regarding the Steelers, whenever I watch the upcoming playoffs and they show Philadelphia, they always show the picture of Minka Fitzpatrick getting burnt, I would say, on the pass coverage. Why is the strong safety always covering the best wide receivers on the team? Shouldn't the quarterbacks be doing that?
Well, it depends how it's schemed. Sometimes the corners get beaten. And that's one of the reasons why I think if you're looking at shut down corners for the Steelers, I would like to get one in the draft if it's possible. And there could be a couple of guys You heard a lot about Joey Porter Jr., but there are other guys, three of them, who are just as talented. Bottom line is when your strong safety is leading the team in tackles, that's never a good sign, I don't think. And when he's down, when he's the last man seen sometimes, that's never a good sign either. But, that happens to every team, Rob. So Minkah Fitzpatrick had a pretty good season this season. If you saw that, it was probably because it was just one play that they're using over and over, kind of on a loop.
I appreciate it, Bob. Thanks for taking
Thanks for
my
calling.
Call.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that. With regard to the Super Bowl, I'm sure Minkah Fitzpatrick would love to be in it. He was in the Pro Bowl, which, by the way, did you like what they did with the Pro Bowl with flag football and all those other games they were playing?
If you're not going to play an actual competitive game, then I'd say this was the right move. It was pretty good.
Yeah, different, I guess. You know, I just, there's a part of me that doesn't want to see any of it. If you're going to do it, have a list of, you know, I know they use it because it's corporately driven. They have a lot of sponsors who go, and listen, from that point of view, it's very beneficial to the NFL. It's beneficial for the NHL to have their all-star game. It's very beneficial for all of them because they take and use that as part of the agreement to sign with them. They're going to give you value in return, and that's part of the value. So, but the value this week will be on who wins the Super Bowl, and it's a very tough matchup to make. But here's why. I told Joel Nelson earlier, I really like Philadelphia in this game. Number one, they are the first team since 1982 with four players having at least 10 sacks in the same season. So Javon Hargrave, the former Steeler, is part of that. He had 11, and he's an unrestricted free agent. Josh Schwett's in that group, along with Brandon Graham, who's been there the longest of any Philadelphia Eagle. And the guy who is the biggest, and the guy who put Matt Purdy out of his game last week. Not, what did I say? Matt Purdy? What's his name? Jeez, oh man.
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy. Anyway, it was Haason Reddick who came in and hit him on the arm, and that was that. This year, counting postseason, he has 19 and a half sacks. Now, there's four guys, and again, they've destroyed all the records when it comes to sacks. That group can make life miserable. On top of that, they have a run game that has been extremely effective. Jalen Hurts leads a team with 15 rushing touchdowns. They have 39 rushing touchdowns as a unit. Therefore, if their defense gives them the ball, I have a feeling they'll be able to take their time moving down the field, doing some things, and they'll make plays. They have also an advantage at wide receiver going deep against a young Kansas City secondary. I would expect that a guy like A.J. Brown could somehow end up with an MVP of the Super Bowl if they pick on, it depends on who they pick on, but him or Devonta Smith both can go down the field, and Jalen Hurts is the best in terms of pass percentage on 25 yards or further down the field in the NFL this season. So for all those reasons, I know how good Patrick Mahomes is, but I think this team is deeper and better, and so I like them. At 412-928-9370, for those of you who just woke up, had a long night out, maybe you just needed to recover. Whatever you're doing, the Penguins won last night 6-3 over Anaheim. In case you missed it, Evgeny Malkin, 1,200 career points. That is now third in franchise history behind you-know-who. And it's fourth all-time active guys. Crosby's active, Ovechkin's active, Patrick Kane's active. All of them have 1,200 points, and Malkin now joins that club. P.O. Joseph had a couple of goals last night. Penguins delivered 59 shots on goal. Poor John Gibson. I feel bad for him. He needs to get out of there. That's a bad team. They're trying to rebuild, but they're taking a long time in doing it. And for those Penguin fans who want to see what maybe a rebuild could be looking like, you could look at a guy and a team like Patrick Kane in Chicago. They held on to Taves and Kane, but they're not that good right now, and they haven't been good in a while. This is what's coming, which means that you better do something now. And if they feel like with those guys they have that they can still win, they better do something at the trade deadline. Ron Hextall is in this situation. I was watching last night as New York Rangers won their game against Seattle Kraken, a very good team, Seattle. Jarrett McCann has 23 goals now on the year for them. And Brandon Tanev had a goal last night. He's been one of the best plus-minus guys. Those are guys Penguins decided not to bring back here. And instead, they got other guys. And sometimes those are mistakes that you don't notice at the time because you think those guys are replaceable until they're not replaceable. They got to do something at the trade deadline to counteract some of the moves. I don't know what, but they have to put their number one pick in play if they believe they're still in this to win it. If they are, you have to trade your number one pick. Ron Hextall says he's not doing it. Maybe that's just a little, you know, gamesmanship on his part, but you got to do something at some point, I think, because their bottom six have been too erratic, too inefficient at times. They have to be better. Kapanen at least had 2 points last night. Carter had a goal, although it was a gift because Anaheim was throwing the puck like a grenade. I mean, they just were terrible in their own zone especially. But the Penguins, give them credit, took advantage of that. So now just to reset for you, the Penguins are the number one wild card, just 1 point ahead of Washington, which means if the playoffs were to start today, which I know they don't, Pittsburgh-Carolina first-round matchup, and that's not one that bodes well, but neither would Pittsburgh-Boston. Penguins tonight against the LA Kings. We got Pitt basketball coming up at noon today. We'll take a break, come back with more as we get you set for the Pitt Panther Network pregame show. That's at the bottom of the hour. This is the Bob Pompeiani Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. All right, welcome back as we round third heading home. Go Ejora, Joey Cora. Go, go, go. We're almost at home plate, Joel. So we completed 2.5 hours. That'll take place at 11:30 when we join the Pitt Panther pregame show in progress. And also, I shouldn't say that. It'll be there for start. Chris Mullers, who we're going to join in progress whenever he's doing his national radio show on CBS Sports Radio. Great opportunity for Chris to go national. That'll be following Pitt and Florida State, which is the game coming up today at noon right here on 93.7 The Fan. And Pitt is a 6-point, actually 5.5-point favorite now. So Florida State's tough on the road. Tallahassee's never an easy place to play. So this is one of those games I could see not going in their direction. However, Pitt lost to them earlier, and I have a feeling they're going to be motivated to do this. And if they shoot the way they've been shooting, then I think that's a good sign for the Pitt Panthers moving forward. 412-928-9370, number to call here. For those of you watching golf this week, the Waste Management, or I like to call it the Wasted Management Golf Tournament, is happening in Phoenix, same place as the Super Bowl. That'll be interesting. And I remember being out there when we were doing a 1995 Super Bowl, Pittsburgh-Dallas. We went over to the Wasted Management. It wasn't the way it is now. There was no stadium golf around number 16 or any of that stuff. But it's pretty amazing the number of people they get out for that event. And right now it is John Rahm looking to win another one. He's in second place currently. Tiger Woods announced this week that he will be back at the Genesis Open, which is in Los Angeles. One tournament, by the way, he's never won in his career. Not that I would expect him to win now, but you would have thought over his amazing career that he would have won one of those tournaments. That was not the case. But he'll be back, and it's going to obviously great to have Tiger Woods just because he is a big draw and people like to watch him, especially see what's going on there with his leg and how he's trying to get back so he can play at least a limited amount of golf on the PGA Tour. That's coming up today. We have that on CBS and KDKA. In the meantime, big day of basketball. We have Pitt, Florida State coming up here at noon. We have Penn State at Maryland. Maryland's an 8-point favorite. West Virginia. You know, Pitt has combined, I think, the most quad one, quad two wins, which is why they should be ranked, by the way. They have 8 of those. West Virginia has 6 quad one wins, which included one the other night against number 11, I think, Iowa State. They've also beaten TCU. Jamie Dixon's team's pretty good this year. They'll take on number 5, Texas, today. If they could somehow win that game and they're 6.5-point underdogs, Bob Huggins could find himself. I think he's a bubble team right now. They can get into the NCAA tournament. Duquesne is taking on St. Bonaventure, and that's at the Cooper Fieldhouse today on the campus of Duquesne U. 4.5-point favorites. Congrats to Keith Dambrot for being a 500-win man in coaching. Same week that LeBron James, somebody he coached when he was in high school, became the all-time point scorer in NBA history. So it's been a very active week that week. A lot of stuff going on. Penguins will be in L.A. tonight taking on the Kings. We talked to you about the NFL Hall of Fame and how now Aliquippa, Pennsylvania is the only place in this country where at least 3 Hall of Famers have come from. I'm going to throw Tony Dorsett in at Aliquippa, even though he didn't go to Aliquippa High. He went to Hopewell, which is my alma mater. But Aliquippa, same zip code. So that if you want to lump him in there, that's 4 of those in that same general area in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So congrats to Darrell Revis. And there are some future Pitt Panthers coming up. They already have 10, which I think is the 4th most of any university. You add Aaron Donald to that mix. And I think, when is Larry Fitzgerald going in? Do you know the year, Joel? That's got to be soon, right?
Not sure off the top of my head, but
2 years
hopefully
from now.
Within, yeah, 2 or 3
I wonder
years.
If that's, I'm trying to think. I was thinking of this too, trying to line it up. If Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger, I don't know if Antonio Brown is going to be a Hall of Famer. I think he should be based on what he did during that 6-year stretch mostly. But he could be the same year as Ben Roethlisberger, which would be really wild to see. And then the year after would be Tom Brady because he officially signed his papers as well. All right. That's going to do it for us today. Coming up, we have the network pregame show. It's Pitt and Florida State today. The Panthers are underdogs. I think one of the only times you may see them as underdogs the rest of the season. They're going to be favoring a lot of games. They should be a team that's going to challenge to win the ACC regular season championship despite being 14th in the preseason coaches poll, which is stunning to me how they've turned this around. But Jeff Cape will give them a lot of credit. This is a bunch of transfer guys coming together, playing as one. They got some great guard play. They shoot well from the foul line, and they know how to close out games when they get the opportunity. So that's coming up at noon today. In the meantime, thank you to our sponsors, PNC Bank. Make today the day. Number one, Cochran. Go one better. Shop in style with Expressway at Cochran.com. And for Joel Nelson, I'm Bob Pompeiani. Have a great rest of your afternoon. Chris Muller follows Pitt, Florida State. We'll see what happens. Big game today in Tallahassee. Have a great weekend, everyone.